USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the approval of the first coronavirus vaccine will mark the beginning of the end of the pandemic.
With an imminent vaccine likely to be approved within days.
Speaking at a roundtable discussion on vaccine distribution in Greenville, South Carolina, the vice president says it's everyone's responsibility to protect each other during the pandemic.
All of us still have a role to play, to do our part to protect the health of our family, our community, our neighbors, and our friends, the people of this state and this nation.
Trump 2020 lawyer Rudy Giuliani is back at work after a bout with the coronavirus. The former New York City mayor appearing via Zoom at a Georgia election hearing on Thursday, trying to prove what he calls rampant voter fraud. Giuliani making the case to Georgia state lawmakers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the first things President-elect Joe Biden might be dealing with as president is a Central American caravan. Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau explains why.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump.
A new bill would criminalize the knowing distribution of visual depictions of forced or coerced sex acts. Known as the Survivors of Human Trafficking Fight Back Bill, the Senate bill was co-authored by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan. Victims would also be given the ability to sue websites if such videos are not quickly removed. The bill also aims to put an end to distributing people's photos of them without their consent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reaction on Capitol Hill continues as it is learned that a member of Joe Biden's family is under investigation.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Columbia University failed to disclose over $1 million in funding from the Chinese government that was designated for hosting a Confucius Institute. The State Department accusing the Institute of spreading Beijing's propaganda to college students. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.